James Smith Cree Nation. A set of education agreements signed at the James Smith Cree Nation just before a school powwow aimed to create a better educational experience for students from three First Nations. At Bernard Constant Community School on May 25, on Treaty 6 land, three education agreements were signed, formalizing a partnership between the East Central First Nation Education Partnership, made up of Chakastepassan Band, James Smith Cree Nation and the Peter Chapman Band, Indigenous Services Canada, the Northeast School Division and the Saskatchewan Rivers Public School Division. The signing event was held under a white-colored gazebo-styled tent with around 200 people attending to view the signing along with some of the students attending to observe the proceedings. The agreements commit all parties to work together to improve education outcomes for youth at the Chakastepassan Band, James Smith Cree Nation and the Peter Chapman Band and for students of three First Nations that attend off-reserve schools in nearby school divisions. Today marks both a remarkable and significant day for the East Central First Nation Education Partnership as it is the culmination of the vision of the three chiefs in the community of James Smith that began back in 2016, said Randy Constant, Director of Education for the partnership. I am pleased that we have taken major steps to empower the community of James Smith to determine the educational future of our young people. Since the partnership began developing a new education system at the Bernard Constant Community School in the fall of 2020, many changes have been implemented which have resulted in improvements in quality education. Now that we have secure and fixed funding, we will strive to create an education system based on Cree culture, customs and traditions. Rob Harvey, Regional Director General for the Saskatchewan Region, Indigenous Services Canada, said that when transformation of the education model was initiated in 2019, the East Central First Nations Education Partnership was one of the first to the table for securing funding for structural readiness development to build and enhance their governance models, second-level supports, and classroom initiatives. They also began working on their Education Authority Agreement in 2019, and this agreement became one of the models for performance measurement, interagency relations including details for capital, insurance, and evaluation, as well as levels of accountability so they can respond to the needs of the students, staff, parents, guardians and community as a whole. In 2021, East Central was successful in securing $5 million as a one-time investment to support the implementation of a practical and applied arts project to expand curricular opportunities for students who are the heart of the work behind these agreements. Stacey Lair, Director of Education for the Northeast School Division, said they were proud to mark the significant milestone for their organization. The Education Services Agreement represents a partnership with the East Central First Nations Education Partnership that began with a need to find equitable ways to support families and resulting in the uncovering collaborative and strategic plans for the NESD to strengthen our ability to decolonize. We are grateful for the sharing land, sharing the time spent with the ECFNEP. I think there's great value in the working relationship that has led to the signing and huge potential for what will follow in terms of our connections and the supports for our schools and our students, said Robert Bratvold, Director of Education for the Saskatchewan Rivers Public School Division. Despite the rain, the Bernard Constant School held their powwow in conjunction with the agreement signing that was well attended as people were sitting and standing on the long sides of the top to view those dancing in their colorful regalia, said Wayne Hanna, Communications and Consultations Executive Consultant with the partnership. There were 287 dancers registered to dance with entrants traveling from as far away as Suwatina Nation, adjacent to Calgary, to the west and Pimisikamak Cree Nation, Cross Lake, Man, to the east. Saskatchewan First Nations represented at the powwow included dancers from the following First Nations: Beardies and Okemosis First Nation, Big River First Nation, Kakawistaha First Nation, Kawakatoose First Nation, Lac La Ronge First Nation, Little Pine First Nation, Mistawisis First Nation, Montreal Lake First Nation, Piapit First Nation, Red Earth First Nation, Shoal Lake Cree Nation, Standing Buffalo First Nation, Sturgeon Lake First Nation, White Bear First Nation, Wetchikon Lake First Nation, and many of the nations surrounding North Battleford. The host community of James Smith was well represented with dancers from Chakistapasan Band, James Smith Cree Nation and Peter Chapman Band. Don Spittle of Saskatoon performed admirably as the announcer and Gerald Ballantyne of Christopher Lake was the arena director who kept the dancing in the ring area moving smoothly, Hannah said. The categories of dancers participating included Tiny Tot, Junior Girls, Junior Boys, Teen Boys, Women's Golden Age and Men's Grass and Traditional Dancer. The population of the three First Nations is 3,856 with 2,011 living on the reserve. The Bernard Constant School was built in 1986 and the current enrollment is 384 students.